podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Ironcast, and welcome into his fifth year with West Ham, the 2021 Hammer of the Year. Welcome to Ironcast, Thomas Souček. How you doing, Thomas?
Hello. Thank you for welcoming. Nice welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Ginge here in a full kit.
I know.
It's like old times.
I mean, yeah.
I've just
played a game out on the pitch. Yeah. I've scored my first goal on that pitch. I played here for 2 years, never scored a goal, and set one up today.
Oh, yeah. So. I have to say, you're playing on the wing. It was an incredible performance.
I sort of played anywhere where I wouldn't get injured and I would not be on the ball because I didn't want to embarrass myself too much. No, but enjoyed it. Yeah. Played about 60 minutes. Yeah, really good fun.
Thomas, do you sometimes wish you'd play up front instead of kind of midfield? Are you a straight striker?
I'm so sorry that I missed your game.
You didn't miss it. You didn't miss a lot, Thomas, honestly.
But as a young, I played as a striker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so from 5 years to maybe 10, 12. But then I went lower and lower. but now I'm happy where I am because I think that as a striker, you are maybe sometimes more under pressure because you have to score goals. Yeah,
so hardest bit.
Yeah, it's the hardest for me. Like defend the goal is much easier than score goals. To be honest, so I'm happy where I am.
Yeah, I can't help noticing you've got a new scar on your head. You're constantly, when I think about like Thomas through the years, you've constantly got bandages on your head. You're constantly throwing yourself in danger.
I was saying before you came, Thomas, I used to get a few playing centre back, a few scars. I've never seen a man put his head in places that you put your head in. It's like cuts. It's mental.
What does the wife say about it?
Oh, yeah. She's getting crazy. No, not happy at all because, when I come home, so she tells me, why? Oh, it's you. Why? So I'm telling you, because I put everything on the pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just me because it's not that I'm going there and I want this, but it's just natural because I want to get the ball, but sometimes it's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it's good so far. Yeah. If it's just scratches or stitches, it's quite okay. Good still. Yeah.
It's just the desire, isn't it? That's all it is to score a goal or to stop a goal. Worst one I ever got. I fractured my eye socket in Montenegro. That was bad. Here, elbow.
Yeah. Oh, that's
cracked down here. Yeah, yeah.
It's much. Yeah, it's worse.
It's worse than you say, the scars.
Also, if it's open, it's sometimes better that. Yeah. Also, I got one hit from the goalkeeper Brighton away. Mm. It was quite bad. Concussion. And it wasn't nothing open. It just got, I got hit.
Knocked
and
out.
It's much worse that just an open wound.
Take the cuts then.
Take the cuts.
How many stitches would you say you've had in your head?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. It's I don't have that much fingers. Yeah, so. it's a lot because it's, I don't know, maybe 5-6 injuries.
Cuts.
Man.
Brilliant. Fair play.
Can we talk quickly about Aston Villa? Like, just because it's bothering me.
Bothering Thomas.
Why was that? Who was it? Did you feel in the moment like it was a handball as it went down? Sometimes as players, you must know. You must think, oh, I think that's going to get pulled. But that one?
It was so bad because it was like third time the referee stopped the goal. Yeah. So this was like 92 minutes. This last one was like crazy because I knew that I let a touch, but I didn't score. And by the rule, it's like at the end, Jared scored. So they say that if I touch the hand and it's not going to go, it's just going as a pass, it should be count. So, and the VAR was like 6 minutes.
Crazy.
It was crazy. So I just hope that, let's keep going. Let's win the game and the referee stop it. So I was disappointed.
Oh. But we have had many last-minute goals from you, even this season, like Everton away. What a goal that was! Is that the best goal you've scored?
For Wesen, for sure, but maybe in my career as well, because if you count like 92 minutes goals, winner goals, and like nearly top corner, so that was like, yeah, great goal. So that was first time in my career I took a shirt off. So.
Yeah. I never did that.
For me, it's very unusual, but yeah, it was special because the fans were there, like away fans. So that was like special moment. Yeah, so I will remember.
I didn't actually watch the game. I remember seeing it come up 92 minutes, Solček winner. I'm thinking it's got to be a header, back stick, like or something. Do you know what I mean? I see the goal. It's like, geez, Tar, didn't know you could do it.
Me either.
Goodison Park. You just always score at Goodison Park. Is that one of those grounds you think?
Oh yeah, I like to play there, and also this stadium is where the potato salad came from.
Of course,
that was from my interview. But yeah, I like to play there because also their fans are quite good. So even if the away fans or like the home fans away are very supportive, I like to play because I like attractive games, attractive stadium, and our fans there are crazy, are really good. Especially our away fans are. Like sometimes, to be honest, better than home fans. So I just love to score in front of them.
Speaking of stadiums that you've got a rich history with, Slavia Prague, the stadium that hosted the Conference League final. How, like, you it's where you started your club football career, really, Slavia Prague. How weird is it that was where the final was? Like, did you, like, were you thinking about that all season? Like, I want to get to the final to be there, to get back.
Oh, yeah. When I found out that, we got to the Conference League and the final is in Prague, it was like, first goal, I want to go there. And always here, it was like, the guys, we go to Conference League and a few guys say, oh, come on, what will be? Because it is like second year, the Conference League. Second year what was open the Conference League, and the few guys didn't know what it is, but I told them, yeah, let's go, because AS Roma win the first, and let's go to the final, because it's in Prague, it's a great stadium. And for me it was special because I came there when I was 10, and since there I played just there. I had two loans on 6 months on loans, but then I transferred from Slavia Prague to Wesen. So nearly 14-15 years I played there, and I came to Wesen. So I realized that I just can come back with Wesen to win the trophy, and it happened. So it was like a dream for me.
You must have had thousands of people, friends in the stadium, eh?
How many tickets?
How much did you have to spend on tickets?
Yeah, that was quite difficult to get the tickets, but I think that around 50.
Oh, really?
Tickets, wow. I got 50.
That's
tickets.
More than me in the FA Cup final in Cardiff. I had to get 40. You've got 50. You've topped me. Wow.
Yeah, that was
like, must
that
have
was
cost
crazy.
You a fortune.
But it was worth it because we won the cup, and especially the closest one. Yeah, like. The friends like the friends send me the messages, but many times I couldn't even reply because I wanted to get tickets just for the closest friends, family, and it's worth it when they support me when I was like 10, 20 and nobody know me, and they still support me, and I could get them on the stadium. That was like nice for them as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And your haircut looked great. And you had the beard. That was your best look. You just looked amazing that night. I was like, you've like totally remodeled yourself. The pictures look great.
He's back home, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. That, I leave it because it was like... my superstitions that I don't know where from, maybe quarterfinal. I said, now when we go, keep going until the end, I will not
shave.
Oh, really? Superstitious?
So it worked, yeah. So just my family wasn't happy. My kids wasn't.
Mine was the other way when I was at West Ham. That's why my beard was so big at one point.
I've got to ask you one thing about that night. Ginger and I were chatting to the gaffer, and he said that you put yourself in charge of the celebrations in Prague after we won. Is this true? What can you tell us?
Oh yeah, the gaffer knows about it.
He came out with us.
Yeah, that was like quite surprised because I organized something for the guys and the guys know it. And suddenly gaffer came to us. Can I go with you? And we say, oh yeah, let's go. So he came with us.
He wasn't dancing, was he?
He was watching us.
Always watching. Yeah,
always watching, like on the pitch everywhere we go. Yeah, but it was good that he. He connect us even with the celebration, so we were all together until the end, and we came back to the hotel I don't know 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, so we enjoyed on the pitch and then after as well, so that was perfect. And the second day was the open bus, so it was even much better.
Crazy time. Let's talk about Europe. Like, we've had so many big nights over the last 3 years of European football, and you were right there at the very start with that Europa League. And I mean, so many great nights. But the one I want to talk about, Sevilla, losing it 1-0 in the away leg and coming back here and scoring that goal and the atmosphere that night. Can you tell us what it's like as a player in those big European nights?
Right, it was also a night to remember because I remember we played away and it wasn't a like good game. It was quite difficult, and we came home and we say, oh, it will be tough because they are good side. They won European League, I don't know, 4 years in a row before that. So it was quite tough, and we just came on the pitch and we said, come on, guys, we need to go. We want to win. And we came, and the atmosphere was like the best ever I had here. It's the night to remember. And after I scored the goal, the first goal, and then Jarma scored the second, it was also a great story for him. So it was one of the best nights I played here.
Is there like something different in the team at the minute when we have these big European nights? Like, do you get a bit more excited for it? Or is there a bit more to it?
It is, to be honest, because we went to the semi-final, and the night we lost Frankfurt away, we then realized what we lost, because we couldn't imagine before. But when we lost, we were so disappointed, and we said, oh, we need to go again, because we really enjoyed European football. It's something else that Premier League. We all like it, the fans like it. And then we won the Conference League, and now we could see like against Freiburg and what that mean for fans, for us, and we are so happy we could go through.
All right, West Ham fans, one way you can support Ironcast and help us rocket up the charts and beat off the competition from other official football clubs podcasts like Chelsea and like Spurs is to get a 5-star rating or review from you. Support me and Ginger on the podcast, chuck us a 5-star rating and review, and help us rocket up the charts where West Ham belong, at the top of the table. Back on with the show. That Freiburg night, another great night, like 5-0. Was it just, were you having fun by the end of it?
Yeah, we were so happy, all of us, because when it was already 3-4 nil, we knew that, we're going through, we enjoy it. And it was quite similar as Sevilla. The first game was 1-0 away. And we connect a lot with Sevilla that we want to go through. And then the game was just perfect in our hands. And also fans were great. And when they are like the fans on the fire, they help us a lot.
I was going to say, do you notice a difference in the fans for the European games, Thomas?
Yes, we see the difference because... Even before the game, as a warm-up, they are quite...
With the DJ and stuff,
with the
DJ music.
And so good. So we come for the warm-up, like it's like 30 minutes, and we feel with the DJ the atmosphere. We feel that everyone is more behind us, because in the Premier League, it's sometimes up and down when we, for example, concede the goal. The first, it's not that good. It's we have to fight for it. Yeah. But when it's happened in the European football, we know that fans are behind us, even if we are losing, and they support us. We want to go through. We want to go to another game. So we feel it, and we go for it with them.
you're captain of the Czech Republic and you've got some teammates in the next round of the Europa League, right? Matej Kovář, Adam Plozek and Patrick Schick all play for Leverkusen. So you know a bit about them. This is going to be an interesting one for you, right?
Yeah, it's very interesting for all our country because it's maybe last five players who play European football for Czech and all met in the one day on the pitch. So it's a quite good night for the Czech. And also we played 14 days ago international games and I asked him, what's your tactic? And
I trying to get a bit.
They're speaking, oh, don't tell him anything. So
trying to get a bit of chat.
You're captain.
Yeah, but yeah, it was good chat between us. But yeah, we support each other for. I told them that, yeah, until because they are still unbeaten. So I told them, yeah, I so support you to be until unbeaten whole season. But when we draw them, I realize, yeah, now yeah. It's finished.
Now it's finished. Until you play us, unbeaten until you play West Ham.
Yeah. We need to be first to beat them. Yeah, so I wish that.
And then like last couple of European seasons, like we've been away, when it gets to the big quarters and semis, we've been kind of away for the second leg. We're at home for the second leg. So we've got Leverkusen away and then we're back here. And is that a night you're really kind of thinking about? Are you thinking about these nights now?
Yes, I am thinking about a lot about it. Obviously, we play like Premier League, so we have to think about it as well because we want to stay high to be for Europe another year. But yeah, obviously, I look forward for Leverkusen because especially the second game, I am so happy if we think that we played Sevilla, we played Freiburg and second home was at home was always much better. Mm. So I just hope that we do a good result there and we come home same as we did before because yeah, it can be like for all of us a great night.
Yeah.
And can I go back to the Premier League a second, Thomas? Do you know when you first came to the Premier League, has it lived up to what you expected? Do you know, did you watch it when you were a kid and think,
oh yeah,
it must be a tough league? Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, yeah. To be honest, like I watch like always like with my dad Premier League and Champions League. These two competitions. So Premier League was like always with two competitions were like the best in the world. And I watch Premier League, and I thought that it will be very tough, very like, and it is like as a player. So I don't miss anything from that. It's like my dream to play against the best ones. Only what I sometimes miss, it's that atmosphere because sometimes when we play, for example, this Conference League or Europe League, we play sometimes away. So we see like also even in my country, we had 20,000 people. I didn't sing like all 90 minutes. So sometimes it's unbelievable. And we sometimes can see it even here. That like these games where the fans are on the fire, but sometimes we can see what I sometimes don't understand that in the minute 85 it's 50% fans at home. I know that it's difficult to go home, but that's sometimes what I miss because we need them and we need them on the end. That's even what I want to go after game, even if we lose to club them that they supported us.
Yeah. Leverkusen is going to be, I'm so looking forward to it. I can't stop thinking about it. But you've got a busy summer, right? Because the Czech Republic, you're on the way to the Euros. Obviously, Wales, sadly, not there. Sorry,
why are you laughing, Thomas? Why are you
laughing? You had Poland in your qualifying group, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we could play against you.
Yeah, would have been us, yeah. It's a tough group, eh?
Yeah.
But you've got in your group stage, Portugal, Georgia and Turkey. That's... got to be confident there. I think you could get out of that group, right?
So yeah, as you said that now, yeah, we all think about Premier League and Leverkusen, but at the end in my think is also Euro because we are happy we went there. So it was quite tough qualification, but we are there and now we have this three games. So first is Portugal. It's one of the favorite ones, but still we need to do maximum to try, and then Georgia and Turkey. So yeah, our aim is for sure to go through the group because sometimes it's first three teams can go through because we remember last Euro and we nearly played semi-final. We got knocked out of quarter-final at the end. So now we want to go against.
Yeah. And will you be sick of Vladimir Soufal by the end of the Euros? Like, never. You need a break from him.
You never get sick of him. like brothers, eh?
Like brothers, but on the pitch is perfect. Sometimes off the pitch is so difficult to be next to him.
Like a younger brother, eh? Just annoying all the time.
All the time. No. It's like, yeah, he's a good guy. He's like, he done like also so far so good for West Ham. So I'm happy for him since he came. So that's good. And also for the Euro, I hope that he will get call up back.
I'm sure he will.
So yeah. Hopefully we go there after a good season in West Ham, and we'll be successful there as well.
Brilliant. And well, I'm hoping we'll see the helicopter celebration again this season. But what's the helicopter? What is it about?
It's like, to be honest, it's secret behind me, my wife, and because I had some tough time, and this is nice. Like big story behind it. So one day I will tell, but it's still not time for that. But I'm enjoying when I can score to do some celebration. Some people telling me that looks weird. Some people love it, but it's my style.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's yours.
Score the goal, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mo's got the sitting on the advertising hoarding. Mm. You've got the helicopter. Great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you score the winner in the Europa League final and you do the helicopter, maybe after that you can come on Ironcast and tell us what it was all about.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe one day I can come here and tell you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Thomas. Best of luck for the rest of the season. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Ironcast, and hopefully Ginge won't have full kit on. But I make no promises. We'll see you next time. Until then, come on, you Irons.
Sports Social Podcast Network.